Good morning, Jason, and welcome back.
Good morning, Amendo.
And as we kick off today's edition of the Monday Business Watch, we kick it off with the cover, which today features the growth of natural food grocers in Las Cruces.
Yeah, I set out actually to look at, after the opening of natural grocers on East Loman, I started thinking, you know, we've got three natural specialty kind of grocers here in town, and wondering if Las Cruces has enough support for that. You know, if three could actually make a go of the business, because Natural Grocers, of course, is joining Toucan, which is on East University, and, of course, the granddaddy of them all, Mountain View Market Co-op on El Paseo, and they've been in business since 75. But, you know, I talked to all of the owners and managers of these stores, and they really think that Las Cruces is well poised to support at least three of them. One reason, and I thought this was interesting, The owner of Natural Grocers told me that Las Cruces has a highly educated population, and relative to the population size, they think that Cruces was underserved, actually, in the natural and organic market. So they picked us to open their newest one. That was back in April. And then at Mountain View, Movalco pointed out that the market is supporting enough business that they plan to remodel the store, and they're going to start a remodel here toward the end of the month. And
that's great news.
We'll see it going on for some months. She says that they're going to do it in such a way that it doesn't interrupt shopping. It's a lot of new installations and a lot of moving around, but they're going to be open for the whole time. They're going to expand their fresh food department, the kitchen, because, you know, Mountain View is sort of one of our go-to places for a good, healthy lunch. They've got the fresh food prepared. It's ready to go. And they kind of fill that niche. And I think it's going to be probably spring before we see them complete the work. But it's nice to see them growing. And
what's interesting about that is that it follows some of the natural trends across the country where natural food grocers have been expanding and growing, that it was only a matter of time for Las Cruces to kind of catch up with those trends.
Absolutely. You know, we may not be ahead of Albuquerque and Santa Fe on this particular trend, but we're catching up. You know, Bob Bauer, one of the owners of Toucan, told me that they survived specifically because all three of these markets are kind of a different niche. Toucan, he said, is more of a specialty food. He's more of the foodie store, he says. And each one of them, you know, Natural Grocers is kind of Vitamin Cottage with added specialty groceries. Mountain View, you get more organic. They've got 4,500 members now, and they're running about 80% organic. And Toucan is doing some natural beef that's not necessarily organic certified, but they try to keep natural beef because they're trying to be affordable for the market. And, you know, they also carry a lot of local items, New Mexico coffee, Salapec pecans, Heart of the Desert pistachios, Dick's salsa, a lot of other local offerings that you can find only on their shelves. And it's really about those three stores filling their particular niche. And after talking to all of the owners, I tend to agree. I think we can support all three.
That's great, and we look forward to getting an update on that later on. And in the profile, this is interesting, a kid really making a difference here.
Yes, Ryan Nunley, a little 10-year-old girl. This is sort of out of the way out of the norm for our normal business mm-hmm. stories. But she started her own little business, making bracelets and jewelry and other crafts, wallets out of tape, out of wrapping tape and mm-hmm. things like that. And she kind of got into it. And, you know, she's a 10-year-old from East Picacho Elementary. And she started Rye Crafts, and that's after the nickname that her mom gave her. And she spent all of her summer off from school building items, the bows, the wallets, duct tape, bracelets, out of rubber bands, all sorts of neat stuff like that. And instead of keeping the money, she actually turned around and donated all of her earnings, a grand total of $217, to the local animal shelter because they had adopted a rescue dog from the shelter. And apparently her mom tells us that she just has a very good heart. And she wants to help anybody in need or any animal in need. So she turned her little private business around and ended up helping the animals in our community, and plans to, or hopes to, eventually do enough crafts to set up a little booth down at the farmer's market and continue her good works there. So a future business leader in the making right there.
And a philanthropist.
And a philanthropist. What a kind heart for this young lady.
Great. And in the column this week, bringing back the Hispanic Chamber.
Yeah, Lalisa Nava stepped back to the keyboard this week, and she makes a good point. Today is Labor Day, and they're paying tribute to working men and women and letting the community know that they're working very hard as well here in Las Cruces. They've got two new additions to their board of directors, Wendy Zuniga from Beasley, Mitchell & Company, and Rick Suppel from Washington Federal. Are going to be now working with their chamber and being on their board and helping guide their efforts. They also did a nice thing in July. They had three high school seniors that were each awarded a $500 scholarship to help support their educational goals. And NMSU Provost Dr. Dan Howard gave them a little inspirational speech and set them off very well for their college careers. And it's nice to see our local businesses and chambers supporting education, because, you know, these kids are going to be coming into our workforce and they're going to be our business leaders and maybe our bosses one day.
Yes.
So it's nice to see them supporting that work.
And what's new? Got some new flavorings or some additional flavorings coming to Las Cruces.
Yeah, we're heavy on restaurant news this week. There's going to be, if anybody's driven by the Carl's Jr. on Loman, they've probably seen the sign that they're looking for a new general manager for a new restaurant. And I found out that that's going to be up near the new Walmart. They're hoping to break ground in the next couple of months and be open by the first of the year. And in addition, there's a new Taco Bell that opened last Friday. They're at 3350 Rinconada, and this is kind of interesting. It's the first time in 20 years that we've built a new freestanding building for a Taco Bell. Our other Taco Bells have either come into existing buildings or are franchisee Taco Bells. So this is our first shot at a brand new shiny building.
Well, I got to I live by Rinconada and
there, so
I got to see it grow up.
Yeah,
so that's interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. And continuing our food, the Double Eagle has a new executive chef. Justin Sears has been named, and he comes to the Double Eagle with a great background in some really fine dining establishments along the East Coast in Florida, as well as in El Paso. And he did some extensive training in Japan. And Sears is presenting a new menu for Pepper's Cafe, Lunch, and Diner this week. And a new Double Eagle menu is in the works soon. They're hoping to become a bit more affordable so that they can reach out and more people can enjoy the pleasure of fine dining here in Las Cruces.
That would be nice. And in news closer to home to you, names in the news. Want to talk about that?
Yeah, I've got a couple that I'm proud to mention today. Mm-hmm. They do hit close to home at the Las Cruces Sun News. My friend and colleague of 6 years, Jason Groves, has been named as the sports editor. He takes over for Teddy Feinberg, who left us recently. Groves has been with us for 6 years. He knows our college and prep sports scene inside and out. He's got an incredible passion for sports, and he's worked very hard and very diligently for us. So we're glad to see him move up at the Sun News and become our sports editor.
And news that affects you?
Well, yeah, there was another announcement this week after we've been doing this for, 3 months with me as the interim editor. The boss has finally pushed the button, and in their I hope, not questionable decision, decided to name me as the business editor. So it's now official. I've taken over Brooke Stockburger's position and hope that I can do as well as Brooke did.
Well, congratulations, and looking forward to having you coming on board as an official business editor.
This means you can't get me off the air for a while.
It'll be a while. Well, thank you very much, Jason, and we'll see you next week.
My pleasure, as always.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.